I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As world leaders met in France for the G8 summit, the uprisings in the Middle East dominated discussions. Even as the governments discussed reaction, a radio ministry is already responding. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their team was ready with the right message when the turmoil began in Tunisia earlier this year.
All of this rising uncertainty also presents new opportunities for gospel outreach. Amidst change, people are often more open to fresh perspectives, including spiritual alternatives.
Keep praying wisdom for the team as they continue their response in the heat of the Arab Spring. Meanwhile, a U.S. Christian is now free after being held in North Korea for 6 months. 60-year-old Jun Young Soo of California was reportedly facing charges of proselytizing in the communist nation, which is illegal. He was released on what North Korean authorities claim are humanitarian grounds. Jun was working legally in North Korea when he allegedly admitted to sharing his faith, which violates North Korea's zero-tolerance law for religious activity. Pray for the oppressed underground church there. And Christmas in Haiti begins in August. At least that's the case for Haiti with Love, because the annual Christmas party they throw in December in Haiti is a big task that requires months to prepare. For Haiti's Rosalind DeHart coordinates the event. The downturn in the U.S. economy has stretched their resources. That requires a lot of creativity.
We have the Christmas in August here in Florida, and then that money and the toys that people bring, then and on Christmas Day, in Haiti, we have a party for about 500 children.
It's also another way to share the hope of Jesus Christ with the community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you in a dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.